Episode 15.
Don't forget
Plan B, ill manners.
Ow! Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to episode 14 of the Chaos Podcast. When this week?
Greetings today. Today we'll be talking about some music.
I nearly spat that all over my microphone.
Spit, swallow, not spit. Honestly. You act like you've never sucked a cock before.
What are you, gay? Have you never sucked dick before?
I've sucked yours, haven't I?
Yeah, but that was pretty extra, to be fair. We did say no homo.
Man to man!
Man to man.
Josh is just like...
Oh, dear. This is all gone
what
to
is
shit.
This amateur hour?
But we are talking about music today.
We are a little bit music.
We are Antidote to Chaos, and we talk about music, mostly. From time to time.
If you ever catch us in public, we're probably not talking about music.
No, I think it's the last thing we're talking about, to be honest.
We made this podcast, so we do talk about music.
I don't even
and like even it. On this podcast,
I know.
we don't talk about music.
We talk about other things. Yeah. Like, you know, we branch out, which brings us to the question of the day, which I'm fucking buzzing for.
Here we go.
Let's go. Who's going to win the Euros, lads? Who's going to win? Boy. And if the answer is not... I don't know, actually, the answer probably isn't England, to be honest.
It's coming up. It's coming
up. Not. It's just not. Not when Southgate is in charge. I don't know, I think France will probably win it. Their squad's just mad. What do you think, Josh?
I'm not too knowledgeable, but France did win the World Cup 3 years ago now, so...
As if that was 3 years ago. That's
it's,
mad.
It's forever, isn't it?
It's forever. I don't know. But, like, I think France will win it, but there's always that curse of when you do well in one tournament, usually... You do crap in the next.
Yeah, it's
apart
been,
from
it's
when
been
Spain
like that
won
the,
everything.
For the last few World Cups that's happened, so France will be doomed in like 2 years.
Because they also got to the year they got to the final of the last year because it was in France. They won the World Cup. They'll probably win this because their squad depth is just fucking
squad
unreal.
I love that term.
But like
squad depth.
The depth of the squad. I mean,
what's our squad depth? It's pretty depthy, isn't it?
Mate, we've got a fantastic squad. We've just got a shit manager. I'm sorry, Southgate, if you're watching, get a grip, man. Why is Grealish not in the team? Unbelievable. You're a fraud. You're an absolute fraud. I'm furious. There's someone else going. This is making me mad now.
I don't know. Russia's been pretty lucky for me this year, so.
Oh.
Maybe Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Russia. No. I'll vote for Russia. No, they definitely won't, but it'll be interesting to see what they do.
They did really... I mean, it was hosted in Russia.
I don't even know if they've qualified for the Euros. I'm going to be honest. I don't even know if they've qualified.
They did really surprisingly well last World Cup.
The home nation usually does all right.
Wait, true. Wait. Yeah, I think actually qualified.
I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't know. Scotland are in it. So.
Maybe Google that right now, because obviously I can't say Russia, and then people are like, they're not even in it.
I did have the apps.
Learn what teams are on.
You don't know what you're on about. Okay, keyboard warrior.
Me, I'm kind of a keyboard warrior, so I don't
know. One me on Rust.
One me.
So you've got the following teams. Italy, Switzerland, Turkey, Wales, Belgium, Denmark, Finland, Russia.
Hey, right, okay.
Austria, Netherlands, North Macedonia,
ooh.
Ukraine, Croatia, Czech Republic, England, Scotland, Poland, Slovakia, Spain, Sweden, France, Germany, Hungary, Portugal. Portugal might win it, to be honest. It's a hot take.
We should do that, shouldn't we? We should all watch it together.
Mm. Antidote to Chaos reacts.
Yeah.
I'll be fucking swearing so much.
Man, that's not. We're not going to be able to show that.
Honestly, don't. And you can't put me in a camera while I'm watching football. Abuse is thrown. I squared up to a player over the screen like not that long ago when Liverpool were losing. It was rough. But yeah.
So let us know who you think's going to win.
I think football's going to win.
I mean, it has. Fuck the Super League. Let's go.
I think football's already won.
It has. It's like the most watched sport in the
world. I do love how I just said Russia, and they're definitely going out first round.
Yeah, they're going out in the groups, man.
In all seriousness.
Wait, who's in their group?
In all seriousness, I think Wales stand a good chance. I actually do. I do.
Mate, they're going to win it now. I've shaken my hand on camera.
Yeah.
Not what I've been cock-sating
that. That's what you're doing.
I don't know. Anyway. So,
should we talk about some music?
What's music?
Football's better. Right, anyway, music. What's the album
this week,
Kieran?
What are we talking about?
So you go.
Okay. So, it's not exactly a positive, let's go play this on the summer playlist kind of album. But it is by one of my favourite artists, which is Plan B.
You said one of your favourite artists, I thought it was us.
I mean, you know when you like record your own voice and you hate how you sound? I have to deal with that constantly, you know? Like, do you know what I mean?
I mean, not really, I hit circles.
To be fair.
Yeah.
No, that's alright, Kieran. You sound great on our two singles that are out on Spotify, Amazon, everywhere. Link in the description.
Somebody say Amazonia, boing, boing, boing.
Boing, 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 boing.
I can't believe it, Les. I can't believe it. Ruined the podcast. We're gonna have to end it.
Absolutely.
There.
But no,
on that note.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Plan B's Ill Manners album, which I believe was 2012. I think I wrote that down. Was it 2012? It was 2012, so it's a bit of an oldie. But to me, it's an oldie but goodie, because his first album, Not Heard. The second one was Defamation of the Strickland Bands, which was that one with them. She said, that one.
I can't click.
You can't click?
What?
I can't click.
What are you doing?
Are you left handed? No,
I'm left handed, yeah.
Since when? You're left-handed and you can't click?
I've been left-handed my entire life.
It's how me and him bonded. It's like, oh, we both lefties.
You play a right-hand bass.
Yeah. I learned to play right-handed.
What's going on?
Oh my god.
I'm a reverse Kurt Cobain.
I can't believe it.
He's gonna put the shotgun on the back of his head.
Jesus.
No. I was about to say my mind's been blown, but that's gonna be really
Can't believe it.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
anyway.
Plan B.
Dark Humour for the Dark album. Yeah, so he obviously had major success with that album, and then he released Ill Manners, and that was after the London riots in 2011, which was obviously very good timing, because the whole album has a whole concept of, well, I can only describe of kids growing up council estates in London, and it's basically the kind of worst situations people put in Britain, and this was during when tensions were high because of David Cameron, and people just weren't exactly very, I wouldn't say that was definitely a time where people weren't exactly united, if you get what I mean. There was definitely a lot of resentment for people who had a bit of money, do you know what I mean? Because obviously it was just after the London riots, well, not just after, it was a few months, but people just would not really, you know, if you had something, so like some people who weren't as fortunate would probably take it, especially in like London after the riots and everything. So like tensions were high and obviously all that was happening, but then there's a serious undertones to this album which I appreciated every time. Like, he goes on about drug dealers and kids being submerged into gangs at a young age by obviously more adult figures, and
sort of being handheld this route of, well, you know, what happens if, you know, it's that idea, I guess, of like, you know, like someone came up to us on the street the other day and was sort of like talking to us about youth clubs and things and how they keep, you know, they just sort of keep potential easily influenced people off the street, you know, in that could be led down, say, you know, darker routes, say like drug dealing, because, you know, that does happen. That does happen.
Each song has, because I looked into it a little bit, but I think he did write a film for this called Ill Manners as well. There's a film to it as well. But,
yeah.
It feels like every song is its own, like, it feels like the album is one storyboarded and each song has its own, like, subject matter.
It definitely has a concept. And that's one of the positives.
But it's such
this.
A strong, I think it's dark really, one
yeah.
as well.
It flows well.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing as well. His rapping is amazing and it all hits, especially lyrically as well. Each lyric feels like he's just nailed it on the head. And you might think, oh, it's just for shock value, but you don't get that sense. Maybe with, obviously, because I'm sure you heard Pity the Plight halfway through, which is definitely kind of feels like a more of a shock value song, but it works. Especially with the raps in between, because it kind of builds that story. Yeah, all in all, when I first heard this album, I was blown away, and I still come back to it. Granted, I don't put it on full blast in the car because it's not exactly it's like Kid A. To me, Ill Manners so far, to me, is Rap's Kid A. But obviously, that's me not knowing exactly what you dive into.
That's a rather big
statement. That's a bold statement.
You know, I disagree with that. I can't agree.
That's
with that.
Fine,
sorry.
But that might be because I've not heard another good rap album. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, I mean
just yet. But I've always held it in that high regard because to me, I'd never heard anything like that before.
Hmm.
And I might as well just outline any other stuff as well before any of you guys talk about it. Obviously the concept's strong, the raps were solid, lyrically strong. The only cons I did put actually for it when I was looking back at it, you know, under like a more strict lens was Plan B has like an amazing voice, like singing voice, and he doesn't use it that much in this album.
There's only really Deepest Shame
like
really
near the end
stands out.
And then on top of that, I also put like, because I had to look what the singles actually were from this album, and it was Ill Manners, Deepest Shame, and Playing With Fire.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, no, But to me,
I only look at those three and think one of them's the single, and that being Ill Manners. The other two, I don't really think are single worthy.
So, I think they all work within the album.
Yeah.
Ill Manners is the only one really that sort of could stand out on its own and just sort of be like, oh yeah, here we go, fucking.
It's
Ryan
definitely.
Sheen,
I do remember when this came out. I must have been like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
When it did. Yeah, and I do remember that song being everywhere. I don't really remember the rest of the album. I wasn't big enough of a fan to dive in and listen to it as a complete work. I do remember Deeper Shame though as well. But I'm surprised that I enjoyed this album as much as I did. I'm not gonna lie, because rap isn't exactly my go-to
yeah.
music, and I wouldn't say that the sort of background being described, I can't say on a personal level that I've been in any experience sort of near to what's being described here. But I will say that he does a really good job at painting the picture of it, and you feel like for however long this is, 40 minutes, 45,
it's 46, yeah.
For 46 minutes, you feel like you're there.
Yeah,
you're
fully immersed into the kind of...
It sort of immerses you into, and I really respect that for any album that does that, but especially one like this where it's not really something I'd normally listen to. So I'm glad you picked it.
It's definitely like it was one I kind of forgot about. Excuse us one second, Milo.
the cat break is currently terrorizing.
What the?
We're back. Cat break done.
We sorted
so
the
where were we?
Sorry, you were talking about how Plan B immersed you with the album,
with the concept of the suburbia councilist.
Yeah, no, I do get that, and I found that really interesting. There's one problem with the sort of like almost narration we get of it throughout, is that we start off with Ill Manners, then we get I Am the Narrator, which I really liked, and I thought it was like, that's almost an introduction to the rest of the album.
Yeah, because
like Ill Manners
was
like, this is
the
basis of it all,
yeah.
And now
let's
get into the story. My only thing is, towards the end, we don't really get anything that sort of sums it up. If
True.
You get me,
yeah,
and maybe that's because a lot of those stories don't really get closure.
Yeah,
but
I guess it's the idea.
But
that
as sort of a never-ending cycle. But
yeah,
as a piece of music, it doesn't conclude. I don't know. Maybe that's not a bad thing, but it's something I
know
noticed.
What you mean, because my only like little nitpick was always the ending of that album. But then I kind of was like, that's the theme, isn't it? There's no like, because I think the song before, I think it's Live something.
Live Once.
Yeah, like the lyrics near the end seem to be a bit more positive, and then it goes into falling down. That
it just drags
track.
You down.
Like,
it's like trying to get out and being dragged
back
into it.
Yeah, so maybe that's what he was going for. Cause
yeah.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Jack?
I've heard this album before, but I heard it back in like 2012,
long time,
and
yeah.
I haven't heard it since. So it was interesting to go back with like a different musical palette to what I had.
After
it,
I studied at uni.
After I had my degree. it was good to go back when I'm not like into the same music that I was when I was, because I've listened to, I wasn't really big on rap then, but I've listened to a lot more music since then, including rap, which brings me to my point of this album has a lot of similarities to an album that came out in the same year, which is also about growing up in like, it's like the American equivalent, so it's like growing up in Compton in like the ghetto, which is Kendrick Good Kid, Mad City, which I think, as good as I think Illmatic actually is, I don't dislike it. I like the concept, I like the flow, I like some of the songs. Some of the songs I'm not as keen on, but I think that Kendrick album is just everything that this does well,
Kendrick,
but better. I think the concept is better, I think the story is better, I think the songs, the production, the flows, the lyrics are better. Not to shit on this one, but it was hard to get that out of my head. Well, especially the song where he's narrating over the top, where it's the same in the Kendrick album where the songs are his narration over the top. It's like, I know it's his own
thing. Which one came before, do you know?
They literally both came out in 2012. I think...
Because that would be interesting.
I think this came out maybe later in the year, but obviously they're recording them for however long. So I don't know technically which one was made first. I know they came out in the same year, but that's,
maybe you could see it as, it was, here's the British version, here's the American version.
I can see that. There's obviously different things, like in the American one he's talking about gangs and, you know, like and like, because obviously Kendrick's black, so that brings a whole new aspect into it, because obviously you know, that's a whole load of issues that Plan B doesn't have to deal with. So you know, it's a different side to it as well. But it was just hard, while listening to that, I'm saying, it was just hard to not have that in my brain at the same time.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, like, in terms of prose, like, it flows well. Like, the story's, like, you know, it's interesting. You do feel that kind of, I wouldn't say I grew up in that kind of environment, but I did grow up with not a lot of money around people who did have money.
Because I was...
So, like, I kind of... somewhat get that.
I was gonna say, because I was pretty fortunate growing up, but obviously the area I grew up in here, you know where it is, I'm not obviously gonna disclose that, but obviously it's not exactly the most suave place to grow up in, but I was lucky to have like a family who were a bit more mature, if you get me. But everyone who I went to school with, like, there was a good like 50% who didn't, and I used, you know, and I used to know people who would get addicted to drugs, or even just people who would, just even from the tip of having like abusive parents, you know what I mean, like the dark stuff, like, you know, when you go to secondary school and you hear that and you're like, whoa, I'm not experiencing any of
I definitely some of that,
and you get exposed to that kind of reality.
I think it was kind of interesting to see that portrayed in an album, because I'm kind of in a similar-esque situation where we lived in a well-off area, like
or at least environment, like family maybe,
but like we weren't as well off as like other people, and like, but because people were well off in like a kind of isolated area, they would delve it, like I knew a lot of people who would delve into like stuff like drugs and that, because it was like the only thing that, you know, was there, so it was like the only thing they could do, so a lot of those issues I like saw in school and
what did and stuff like that. I was gonna go on and get Noah's opinion on it, because like
How come?
No, your opinion. No,
I was like, I come from Wales. I come from Wales. We're all fucking poor. No, it's
too much pornography on the Welsh Wi-Fi.
Oh no! All the
kids have to go on BBC Bite Size tomorrow.
The Wi-Fi, and you're using it all for pornography.
No, Edwards, get off the Wi-Fi.
Oh dear. I think the concept was actually really good. I think it was implemented really well. It's something that I don't think we've spoken about with this album, but like the production and the instrumentation and stuff, I actually really dig it. Like,
I should have said that. Yeah, no, I really
like the use of the drum samples and stuff, especially in like Ill Manners. The drum samples in that, especially during the chorus, are really, really like, I don't know how to describe it, because I feel like it gets the message of what the song's trying to do. This whole, like, I don't mean to say that it sounds poor, because it doesn't, obviously, but it kind of, like, it suits the aesthetic.
It sounds urban.
Yeah, good. I'm not associating poor with urban, by the way. I just want to make that very clear.
You have dug yourself massive.
I have just shot myself.
You're so in the mud.
Cancelled.
Will he come out of it?
Will he come out of it?
I don't think he's come out of it.
I don't think I'm coming out of it.
That's it.
I think what you're saying, though, the kind of production.
I think it suits the message that it's trying to get across. And, like, yeah, I can't explain how it suits, how the sound suits it, but it just does.
Mm. It's a little bit industrial at times.
I get, yeah,
the drums.
Yeah, of course.
I think urban is the perfect word to describe it. Like, it's a lot better than poor because.
Yeah, I think you've got enough variation in, like, all the different instruments and stuff that it keeps it fresh. Yeah, it doesn't get boring.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
I really enjoy like some of the reggae influences that were in there as well. Like, that popped in from time to time, which is like, you know, it kind of adds into like the culture of like, I guess, because that's something that's kind of prevalent a lot in these kind of communities. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I think that I just added to the whole thing, especially when you got like reggae, like a reggae chorus and then a verse about someone like, just doing drugs in a basement.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was kind of like...
It honed it in.
Touches a lot of subjects.
It touches a lot of sensitive subjects, I think, as well. And I think it does it in a way that's respectful to said subjects, despite being quite raw with it.
Mm. Yeah, and I don't think it...
It definitely turns it into art.
I don't think it condones...
It doesn't
any
at
of
all.
It as well.
No. I think it more shines a light and
it just tells
emphasizes
you,
what's
it,
really going on.
Yeah, it tells
you everything from the design and even the artwork. Do you know what I mean?
You're
it's very like everything's
yeah.
just yeah, he's having his cigarette on like sat on a wall.
Yeah.
Thumbnail idea.
Hmm.
Actually, that's a good thumbnail idea.
No,
sorry,
really
little segue. I was gonna say as well, because I did want to talk about it, because it still gets me every time, but Pity the Plight, the storyboarded piano narration and rapping of a kid getting stabbed.
Mm.
Yeah,
like,
no, that was...
By the end of it, you know, I'm like...
Oh, damn.
Like, but the first time I heard it, I was, you know, I was like, okay, this is cool, the raps are hitting, and then you get, I forget who the featured artist is, who's doing the narration and the chorus. And I was like, okay, cool. But then by the end of it, it's like, you know, it's almost like that blur between, like, you know, like film and music. I can see why now I've been hearing about like he apparently wrote a film for it as well, because it's like Jesus.
It's definitely like one of the harder songs to listen to off the album. Mm. It's definitely like one that you sort of have to, especially if you go into it unexpected, you're in for a fucking ride. Jesus Christ.
Even as well, as a little thing, what I noticed when I was listening to it, the like strings trail off like as if someone's dying, because you're hearing the actor, like, you know, like, because it's the voice actor, whoever's done it, you know.
Yeah.
You hear him, like, apparently... it sounds like coughing up his insides because he's been stabbed. That's what... Or at least, if it's not that, it's someone throwing up because they've stabbed someone. You know?
Yeah.
I think it's someone throwing up because they stabbed someone. But then the strings fading out as the piano fades out and it's still doing the riff, and just the way it goes, it's like...
Mm.
It sounds like someone's just died and you're like, Jesus.
Oh.
And that, mind you as well, just that keyboard riff is so simple, but it's so nice. You know how it starts just like that, but then it's... It goes into like those triplets and it's just like... I don't know. It's a perfect song, I think. That's the song on the album for me.
Mm.
It, you know, like...
gets you.
Like How to Disappear Completely off Kid A. If you get, that's the song in it, what makes it kind of...
We're gonna have to talk about Kid A at some point. We bring it up
very,
at nearly every other
episode.
Yeah,
we still reference points
to be
like that. Because like, to me, like, you know, it's the best album ever made.
It is up there. It's definitely top five. Anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Any other points?
No, I think I've said everything.
Speaking of top five, should we give it a score?
Let's give it a score.
I'll go first.
I don't have a lot to say on this album. Like, I enjoyed it. I thought like the concept was strong. Like, it flowed well. There was some good production. There were some songs I weren't really into, but Ill Manners slaps. Playing with Fire is really good. I'm not really that into the ending, but overall, like, I thought it was a pretty good album. So I gave it 7.
Alright.
So for like especially for a rap album, I don't really listen to sort of music, but for it to, I mean, sort of be immersed within it for the time I'm listening to and going, oh wow, this is like quite powerful stuff, really like paints the picture. So I'm going to give it an 8.
Ooh. I think, like, yeah, I don't normally listen to rap. I think the concept was exceptional. I think, like, again, production, everything, it's sort of all lined up. For me, I think there were, like, one or two songs that just sort of felt a little bit, like, I don't want to say jagged, jarring, I don't know, like, just because it was obviously trying to hit a lot of points at once, and sometimes it just a little bit. But I think in terms of, like, overall, I really enjoyed it. I'm giving it a 7.
Seven. Wow. Well, okay. Well, right, well, yeah, because I was torn between this for a while, because to me it is a masterpiece, especially in that kind of, it always has been, like, I think of it like I think of Kid A, in terms of, you know, I always go back to it and I'm instantly respecting the art, do you know what I mean? I'm not thinking, I'm not there like, oh, this is a banger, you know, I'm there like this is something I'll sit down and actually listen to, you know, and like process it that way. But this is the thing, I'm not that big into rap music, I have nothing really to compare it to on that degree. You know, you were saying Kendrick's done similar stuff. But I feel like I'm comfortable in saying I would give it a 10.
That takes it right up there, lads.
Just in terms of like just the kind of notes it hits and everything and the concept, it's great. And then once, because I'm probably gonna have to listen to Kendrick's album now, and I feel like that's either gonna be a 10 or a 9. Do you know what I mean? I feel like for me, because I'm gonna resonate with it as much as I did with this one, in terms of it's opening the door to something that you're not seeing. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah. So. That brings it to a grand total of 32.
Ooh. Nice.
Which is joint third with Bill Murray and Nightwish.
Oh, thank God. If it lost to Bill Murray, I would have just flipped the table. I'm glad I said 10.
So we're talking about like a really serious album, and then it just comes under
Bill Murray.
A 20-minute piss take.
Bill Murray.
If I gave it a 9, it would have come underneath Bill Murray.
It would have got the same as Architects and Stephen Wilson.
Oh, I'm so glad I gave it a 10.
Bill Murray is just art in.
It's a good album.
It's just a quick hit. That's what it is, isn't it?
Every week we're comparing it to Bill Murray. Every week we're like, oh my God, he's not as well as Bill Murray.
Bill Murray's the gatekeeper. We've said this, haven't we?
He's the gatekeeper. Keep it to the top 5.
Yeah.
He's like, you have made it. Chosen one. Bit of a serious one this week.
That was a bit of a serious one.
It's a bit of a deep one.
If you enjoy your serious undertones when listening to an album, Plan B, Ill Manners is definitely...
It's not Van Weezer.
It's definitely not something to put on in your car in the summer holidays kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's definitely not. We've great tracks like Great Day for a Murder.
Shit ain't good for me. Right, anyway. Thanks for watching.
Thank you for watching.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Like.
Comment.
Join the Discord.
Subscribe. Discord. Ooh. You know you want to.
And go stream our music.
Hey.
Farewell, children.
We all think of Kate Hopkins.
Did she that award where she got the cunt award?
God. Brilliant.
Right.
I don't like children named after locations. Your child's named India.